Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Patriots did indeed get number 5 on Sunday. That was Steph Diggs firing up the troops.
Pretty good.
Before the game.
Pretty great.
There's been a few must-see videos every week coming out of the Pats, which I guess is part of just them being back and good and entertaining.
Yeah.
It's Diggs before the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever's going on in the locker room after the game, where this week Drake May is giving Mike Vrabel a game ball. And I'm surprised, by the way, Twitch chat pointed this out last week. Kraft wasn't in there giving the game ball to Vrabel.
That was a bit of an upset.
I thought for sure he was going to steal the show.
No.
And go in there and make himself a part of the storyline and give the game ball to Vrabel. No. It was
Didn't
Drake May doing
that
it.
Route.
So, Robert Kraft kept himself out of the fray for once with cameras in there and everything.
It made it for a really nice moment there.
How about that?
Drake May, Mike Vrabel, good chemistry.
But the other one is Vrabel high-fiving guys after the game in the tunnel. Yeah. Like, that's another thing worth sticking around for. But the Diggs leadership before the game, in-game, when he talks during the week, like, that's now must-watch every single week. And there's one of these every week with Diggs.
Yeah, he kind of stands out as, like, one of the real leaders of the team, despite not being a captain. That doesn't seem to matter at all. And I think when we were coming up with, like, best-case scenarios for the team, like, prior to the year, one of them was, like, you get this long honeymoon period from Steph Diggs. He's healthy and capable. I don't know if we ever even included him being, like, the team leader. Like, I don't think that was ever even discussed at all.
I never thought for a second, based on, well, some of what Vrabel's about to say, actually, but also given his stops in Minnesota, Buffalo, and even Houston last year, I never thought for a second he would be, like, an actual good leader on the team.
And I do remember looking it up, and he was a captain in Buffalo. He was a captain in Houston, strangely enough, for a one-year stop. He was a captain. So he's been in the league a long time. I think a lot of guys would look up to him just because of how good he's been. But to see him take on this type of role is pretty remarkable, and I think it's another one of the reasons that, like, the whole receiver room is pretty legitimate through 7 games. I mean, last year it was the worst room in the league.
Yeah.
It was the worst room in the league.
Don't tell them. They all thought it was the best receiver
room. They all thought
they were
incredible.
They all had the best hands, and so they were Bugattis and trailer parks and all these things.
And they got rid of all those guys.
Yep.
And then they kept Booty. They kept Pop Douglas. But they added, obviously, Diggs and Hollins. And we'll see, still TBD, I think, on Kyle Williams, the rookie. But it's really been Diggs and Hollins showing up. You have a better play caller. The quarterback has played better. But those guys now, you're like, all right, that's good. Like, yeah, you could always improve it. But, like, you can go into a game and be like, you're going to get big plays from wide receivers, which we haven't said in 6 years with the New England Patriots.
No, it's true. So I feel that way about Diggs.
Yeah.
And I personally don't know that it's going to last. It never has at any of his other stops. You refer to it as a honeymoon period for a reason, Keith. That's exactly what it was in Minnesota.
Yep.
It's exactly what it was in Buffalo. Again, even it had a shelf life in Houston, I think. They needed receivers this offseason. They went out and drafted two. They traded for or signed, I forget which, Christian Kirk. They had an opportunity to bring back Diggs. They didn't want to. So it does have a shelf life. It is a honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect to hear Vrabel say any of this morning, but this is a good test for how we all listen to things, because we all have different theories on Vrabel and what he had to say this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Can you express what you have had in your expectations for Steph?
He's easy to talk to. He's fun to be around. He's the same guy every day. communicates well. If something comes up or he, again, our conversations are very easy. They're good. He, doing everything that we've asked him to do. And, hopefully we can keep going.
Okay. So you read that as pretty positive.
Yeah. I thought it was positive. He was saying he does everything they ask him to do. He says he's the same guy every day, which I think is not nothing. I think a lot of times when guys kind of wear out their welcome in a spot, and maybe you could even make the case for him in Buffalo, like him, his last year in Buffalo, do you think Sean McDermott would say, hey, every day we know exactly what we're getting out of Steph Diggs? My guess would be no. My guess would be some days he shows up one way, and you're like, hey, this is a great teammate. Other days, maybe less so. And so he's just saying, like, yeah, everything we've asked him to do, he's done. He talks about how easy the communication is between he and Stephon. So, yeah, I looked at that all as a positive. Now, he does take his time in the answer. I'll give you that.
He's searching for, it felt like, some specific words.
You don't want to misstep, though.
Coming right to him. No,
people, it's true. There are people that will twist your words around.
That's
happened.
Guilty as charged. Yeah. But just, I don't know, like it seemed like he was searching for the words very carefully there.
Yeah, sure.
When talking about Stephon Diggs. And then he said at the end, hopefully it continues.
Well, hopefully it does.
I guess
hopefully it does.
I guess you could say that about anybody. Yeah. I feel like that's not how he answers everything. He's asked about a lot of individual specific players.
Yeah.
All of his answers don't end with hopefully it continues.
No.
So that struck me as odd. And I think back to him not being here during voluntary OTAs. I think of him on the party boat. And I just wonder if that's still in Vrabel's mind. That's where my mind went when I heard that answer. So I didn't read it as positively as you did, Keith. But we can agree to disagree on that. Minds can differ on that one.
Third theory.
Nick had a third theory on this. So what was your theory?
I think he was up against it, and he was thinking about what he wanted to say, so it wasn't rambling on, so we could just get out of there.
He
was done with the interview.
That was at the end.
It was the second to last question.
He had been on for a while.
Last two answers, question and answer combined for like maybe a minute and 15 seconds.
So it could be that.
He was up against it and needed to get out.
He was done with them.
Yeah, he was like,
very possible.
Guys, I need to move on.
I mean, look, they're a pleasure to be around, but at some point, the man has to get on with his day.
I'm down here. I'm doing the interview. I would now like to leave. I got a brunch.
You know, enough Greg, enough Courtney, enough Wiggy, enough Chris. It's time
for
me to go.
A giant omelet with my name on it. I need to leave here.
So look, any of those
He's
theories.
He's got film to watch.
Any of those theories could be right. 617-779-7937. John is in Franklin. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. So a couple of very quick things. I want to talk about May, but I'm glad you talked about Diggs. Really quick point on him. I've been really impressed. I didn't want them to sign him originally just because of all his baggage and stuff. And he was coming off a torn ACL and his age. He's been excellent. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't even think he's at 100%. I'd say he's playing at like 70 to 80%. But just the effort he's given every week, and honestly, the leadership has really surprised me. And they haven't had guys like him in the last, 5 years. So that's been great. Onto the May point very quickly. Look, I wanted them to draft a dual threat quarterback for years. And I was so excited when they got May because I've watched around the league and that's the way it was trending. So I'm really concerned about this guy's health, because I watch other quarterbacks, whether it's Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, Josh Allen, the way they, you know, get hit or go down when they're running is different from May. I can't even like kind of quantify this or put this into words, but when May gets hit or he takes hits when he's running and scrambling, he falls clumsily, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like he needs to learn to pick his spots pick how to fall, if that makes sense.
John, I agree with that. And like, sliding may help him in that regard. But let's also not overreact. We have four different incidents of this now this year. In his career. He got hit against the Jets and missed the end of that game, which they won without him, back in October a year ago. He was back the next week against Tennessee. He left the Chargers game briefly in December. He returned to that game. He probably should have been flagged by spotters in the game against Pittsburgh. Did not miss a snap.
Yeah.
And he missed, what, three snaps yesterday?
Yeah.
So, like, what are we really talking? Why are we all so concerned? He hasn't even missed a full game due to injury. There was only one that he left and didn't return to.
No, but maybe it's a little bit like you're playing with fire. Like, if we see your head slam against the turf, like, all right, you got by, maybe even you fooled them or whatever, but like, it looked like something happened there on that one. And it doesn't mean you can't grind it out and go back out there, but, you know, those can add up. Those can take the toll. All it takes is one of those ones, and all of a sudden it's like a Tua season where all of a sudden you're out for a little while. I think it's something to keep an eye on. I'm not as worried as the caller is about it. I think he still has to run his game, but I think even yesterday is a reminder to him on how to pick and choose when he goes. He was even saying in the post game, maybe a couple of those where he tucked it and ran, he could have thrown. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get hit from a defensive end or an edge player or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think it's still worth talking about because he left the game yesterday. So even if it was only for a couple of plays, he still left the game because he had to get checked out.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. We'll also get back to Drake May. We're talking about Steph Diggs and his leadership. Drake May growing as a leader. That was on display this weekend. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.